USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says the Saudi officer who carried out the deadly terrorist attack at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station last year was part of Al-Qaeda. Attorney General Bill Barr saying that key information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones.
Al-Shamrani attempted to destroy both of the phones, even going so far as to disengage from the gunfight long enough to fire a bullet into one of the phones.
The terrorist was a Saudi Air Force officer who was training with the U.S. military in Pensacola. With NASCAR and golf returning this weekend, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is repeating his invitation for other major sports leagues to come and play in the Sunshine State.
We believe that getting sports back online is important for kind of the nation's mojo. We want to make sure that we're doing our part here in Florida to be able to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
At a time when more and more Americans are in need of assistance, but fewer are in a financial position to provide it, Gallup finds a new low in the percentage of Americans reporting they donated money to charity. Jeff Jones is a managing editor with Gallup. He tells USA Radio News,
in prior years, polling, Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression, when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Home builder sentiment is rebounding slightly in May. The National Association of Home Builders said today confidence in the market for new single-family homes rose 7 points this month. Sentiment plunged more than 40 points in April as a coronavirus pandemic shut down much of the economy. More news can always be found at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As states across the country are continuing to slowly and safely reopen businesses, two men that co-own a South New Jersey gym that closed under the coronavirus shutdown orders are open on Monday. Problem is, New Jersey is still under a stay-at-home order, but Frank and Ian Smith tell Fox News they needed to do something to keep their business afloat.
Here we are, month three, no help, watching the middle class struggle. Not just small businesses, but individuals all over the country in these states that are staying locked down beyond the curve being flattened.
We had to come up with our own plan to do this. There is no guidelines anywhere, and that's the reason that we know that he's not ready to open up.
The news is not good for a retailer that's been around for 118 years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The coronavirus pandemic and years of financial problems have pushed JCPenney into Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Looking smarter than ever, JCPenney.
They say they're going to close some of their stores as it files for bankruptcy protection. The company CEO says the pandemic created unprecedented challenges for the retail industry, but Penny's has been struggling to remain relevant for years. At a time when Americans have been buying online, Penny's becomes the fourth major retailer to seek bankruptcy protection since the pandemic began.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.